Live coverage on Highland Radio Sport from the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyliffin is brought to you by Audi Sligo, your authorised Audi dealer for the Northwest. Find out more at audisligo.ie.
So we're going over to live to Ballyliffin. We've got Oisin there. Oisin, good morning to you. Oisin, I've got a big question for you, right? How did the ball get into the pocket?
Very good, Lee. Well, the player who was involved in that situation yesterday, it was on the ninth hole, was a player called Thomas Peters. And he basically had a wayward shot in the ninth from the tee. They called four, so they did, and the ball veered off to the left, and it was headed into the rough, and there was a group of spectators there, and the ball bounced, and strangely, in some sort of manner, the ball bounced into the pocket of a gentleman that was standing there. And so, obviously, when the ball goes out of bounds, Lee,
yeah.
Officials come and they stand over it. Nobody's allowed to touch it, and they have to keep an eye on it. So this guy was standing, and the ball ended up in his pocket. He was wondering what was going on. So he was, and then the officials and the marshals came over and was like, "Don't you move! You're not allowed to move." So they had to get the ball out of the pocket, and obviously there was a drop shot and stuff. Then after that,
but, I wonder,
I don't know. I seen it yesterday evening. There was talk about it yesterday, and then I seen it then last night and this morning. So I don't know who the guy was. The video of it, the clip is available on the European Tour's website, which is europeantour.com. It's on their homepage. If you want to go on there to see it, you can. But one of those strange incidents. But there always is in golf events with wayward balls and different things.
I just watched that clip, Oisin, right? It's a pity you didn't see the ball actually just bounce into the pocket. But there might have been somebody there that had a smartphone that was recording that.
Floating about somewhere, like, with social media and everything that goes on with social media and things these days. I'm sure somebody has off it. Who the guy was, I don't know. But one of those stories that will be told from the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, which is here in Donegal for the very first time.
Oisin,
of course, we've had a couple more. Yes,
I was watching it yesterday on the television. I couldn't wait to get on. I was cooking dinner for the two boys, right? And I couldn't wait to get into the television. We're all sitting, right? Lee, Noah, and myself sitting watching. I was thinking, isn't this great to see this in Donegal, right? And do you know how the you're on the course and stuff, so you probably don't get a chance to see the TV and stuff, but you know when they're commentating on the shots and stuff, and maybe they're waiting for the camera to get another shot or whatever, but they have these little fillers, wee adverts for Donegal and stuff, and they're showing beautiful pictures and scenes of Sleeve League. What an advertisement for Donegal.
Listen, Lee, you couldn't get a better advertisement for Donegal than what we have this week with the European Tour here in the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. We have a large screen in the media centre, and we've seen all those pictures that you were talking about. That when you're here, you can see it, and you can see the hills in the background, and you've got the beautiful scenery looking out into the sea and the Glashidi Island and the fantastic layout of the course. But when you see it on television and it shows this area, and then it goes around all the different areas as well, and I'm sure if you're watching Sky, you heard Paul McGinley talk about these fantastic places and Donegal, and he was at different areas and different courses during the week doing those promo shots that you're just talking about, and these pictures have been beamed all over the world, and you couldn't really ask for a better advertisement, Lee, for Donegal.
Do you know what I was thinking as well? Oisin, you know I don't play golf, right? But I was thinking, for golfers all around the world, even in the country Ireland here, right, watching that Ballyliffin course and to know that all these great players have played it this week, they're thinking, geez, we must get up to Ballyliffin and give that old course a go there.
Well, that's it, Lee. There'll be the golfing enthusiast who's not here, who was watching Rory McIlroy on the TV, or they were watching John Rahm, and they were seeing them play the various holes at even Padraig Harrington, who's the leading Irishman at the moment, who had some spectacular shots yesterday. At times he made hard work of his round, so he did, but he always seemed to do well with the end result and pulled off a couple of big shots and had an eagle towards the end. But there's golfing people down the country, across the water in England, maybe further afield, that are watching these pictures and they're going, wow, this is some place. This course is fantastic. We have to get there, but it's all right them saying that now this week, but there's a legacy to come after this, Lee, and we talked about the legacy in our preview pieces with the likes of John Farn and a few other people about what this legacy is going to be and what they want to happen next. And it's just that you can't stop there. You have to keep the momentum going on it, Lee, and you have to keep pushing it, and you have to keep advertising it. But the foundation block has been laid at the moment, and there's no better strength in a block in your foundation as what we have this week, under the banner of the European Tour, under the banner of a Rolex Series event, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. It's put there now to the world, but it's not that we can't just leave it there. We have to keep pushing it as well, Lee, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, once you get the momentum, you got to roll with the ball, don't you?
The puns are going to come out.
Hey, what about Rory's putting? I was watching, they're doing some highlights on this, all his different...
Rory's putting's just not there yet, so it is. He missed a couple of easy putts yesterday, striking the ball fantastically as from the tee. Like, to watch him in action, he's fantastic, but it's the layups and the putting. If you go to the driving range, I met Colin Boyce there, who's very well known in Donegal, in golf terms, and he said to me, he says he loves standing around the driving range watching the guys, and a lot of them have the same technique. Some of them have a variant of a technique for using their drivers, but as he said to me, it's all about the layups. When you get as far as the 100 yards out, and then when you get in the putting green, then that's where the big difference, the big quality of a player is. But you mentioned Rory there. His putting's just not at bang on 100% just yet. But the thing about Rory McIlroy is, Lee, he's not too far away, so he's not from the leader. The leader is Ryan Fox, who is currently sitting on a 5-under, and he leads the field by one. Podrick Harrington and Lee Westwood are in a large group tied for a second position on 4-under. And then Rory McIlroy, if it's good on down through the leaderboard, is sitting at 2-under par. So Rory is not too far away. He's going to start his first round, Lee, this morning at 8:20. So he is, and he's going to start from the 10th because he started from the 1st yesterday. And I've been saying over the last couple of days, the back nine is a lot more difficult than the front nine, and a lot of players would make their gain on the front nine. And we've seen that yesterday with the players starting in the front nine were at the head of the leaderboard very, very quickly, and the guys that were out in the back at times were struggling and couldn't get up through the leading paces. But Rory will be looking for a good start today. I actually went out to see some golf. I got out of here, Lee, yesterday just after 5, because when you do your pieces on air and we do the stuff for online, then you have to go, and I'm trying to like talk to as many locals as I can and get a feel from them about their experience of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open and what it means to them to be here. Like, we've talked to their Kenny Club members yesterday. I talked to two lovely ladies, Tish and Maureen, who are former club captains and former lady presidents down here at Ballyluffin. And Maureen Carey and Tish Doherty are their names. Maureen was the lady captain when the move was made to create the Glashidi Lynx course. She, when it was open, she was holding a very, very important role in the club. So she's a Wicklow woman, so she's following Paul Dunn. So there is a bit of Wicklowness, if you want to call it, Lee, and around here in Ballyluffin, all due to Maureen. But like, they're two ladies that have been here at the club a long time. And
they must be so impressed and proud of, you know.
They're so impressed. They're loving it. But there's a serious proudness, Lee. When you talk to them, that this European Tour event is here, the Rolex Series event, the magnitude of this event is here in Ballyluffin, a club that they're part of, and to hear their passion and their enthusiasm talking about it.
Mm.
We mentioned Letterkenny guys we spoke to yesterday. Today, I've met a couple of people already from Balbafans Donardo Golf Club. I said, listen, we'll talk later on. They're out on the 13th, Dean Doherty and his crew. I've also got the Gudore boys coming my direction, Nigel Ferry and a few boys from Gudore. I'm going to speak to them today. So we're going to hear about their experience, and we'll ask them about what players they like to see. But Donegal's clubbing together, Lee. This is the thing about it. The whole county's coming together for this, and they're really, really playing their part, and the volunteers are playing a huge part in it, so they are. So you have that side of it as well, along with all the pro golf stuff that's going on. But it's a fantastic event. One local guy we better mention, Lee. You know what? We'll mention two local guys because we claim him as a Donegal man. That's Paul McGinley, of course.
Yeah.
He's living in Dublin, but huge Donegal connections with his mother and father.
That's right.
Mick and Julia. And we're claiming him as a Donegal man, as we've done for a long time. And Paul's going not too bad. So he is. Paul is in the field at the moment, sitting at plus one. Now he's due to get underway at 9:00. So Paul McGinley going not too bad. A 73 yesterday for Paul McGinley. And the other guy that has a local connection that we were very impressed with yesterday, and we're hoping that he can continue his good form today and get through to the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is Rory McGee, the Derry man, whose family is from the Downings and Kerrygaard area. He has represented Rossapenna in the past as an amateur. He had a good round yesterday, 72 for Rory McGee, and he laid up well on the 18th as he finished up his round yesterday. So we've got our fingers crossed as well that those two guys can have a good day today in round two and make it through to Saturday and Sunday and stay in the action, because for the likes of Rory McGee, that would be a huge achievement, and for him and his golfing career, it would be a massive boost at this stage. So it will. Billy, we're all teed up for a good day.
Oh, Shane, I can just sense that you're all buzzed up about this. I don't think you're going to go home for a week, you know.
Well, I can stay here for a week. But listen, Lee, if the weather was to stay the way it is, and we've had it for the last couple of days, it was damp and cold yesterday morning. It's actually colder in here in the media centre this morning than it is outside. Because
do you know what you should do?
I think they left the aircon on all night, so they did. But if we had the weather conditions, Lee, that we've had this last couple of days, you would stay in Ballyliffin all summer.
I would say you would. Well, you were mentioning you're a little bit cold, right? See, yesterday, Rory, right? I know nothing about golf, right? But he was wearing that green Nike kind of... Yeah. Jackety thing, right? I think if you get that off him today, tell him you're cold, right? And you wear that in the media centre, and his putting will be improve immensely. You just wait and see.
If I get a chance to say even hello to Rory McIlroy,
you will. Don't you worry.
Ask him for his jacket.
Give it that jacket.
Really, coming up the sport after 8 o'clock, we'll be joined once again by General Manager John Farn after a huge successful day yesterday. There was in and around 14,000 spectators here for the first round yesterday. There was over 11,000 spectators for the Pro-Am, so huge numbers on the opening couple of days, and we're expecting to see much of the same today again. So we'll get John's thoughts on the tournament so far, and I'll also be joined by a very, very nice lad, Gareth McCausland. I've spoke to him a number of times over the last couple of days and in the last few weeks, and Gareth's going to join me as we sort of look ahead to day two and get his thoughts on what the scoring's going to be like. He did tell me yesterday the leading score would be possibly at 8 under. Didn't work out. It's 5 under. Ryan Fox, the New Zealander, is the man in charge at the top of the leaderboard, Lee. But Lee Westwood and Padraig Harrington are not too far away in a large group, tied for second, one behind. We'll be back with more, Lee, after 8.